It's June the 25th, 2012, and that can only mean one thing. Another birthday for the late Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. And I'm stood by his graveside here in Sutton Courtenay, near Abingdon in Oxfordshire. I think this is the seventh year that I've attended his grave in some kind of strange picnicking pilgrimage. There's always the sound of somebody cutting down trees or trimming hedges. And apart from a guy sanding down a bench on the other side of the graveyard, I'm the only one living here, as far as I can see. I'm the first one to arrive. Normally, with an open invite, people pop along when they can. There's been a lot of apologies today for one reason or another, but no apologies for the weather. The weather at the moment is glorious. The sun is out, and I've already got a couple of solar panels out. I imagine Orwell would not necessarily have liked to have attended this picnic, even though he can't help but be there 6 feet under, due to the amount of technology that's normally here. We've live streamed, we've had a wireless enabled gravestone. There's two wireless hotspots here now, one of them solar powered, one of them in my pocket. And it's been about having conversations and sharing them from here with, I guess, civil liberties, privacy, and all the conversations that have been surrounding the internet and its use of it since we started coming here. I'm sure the conversations happened before and will no doubt happen afterwards, but it's constantly a hot topic. I guess even more so in this last year, with so many new acts potentially being enforced and a lot of uproar from people who never used to care about this kind of thing. Right now we've got Theresa May trying to put through yet another communications bill that seems to have no idea whatsoever about, you know, around how the internet actually works. This need, this feeling that the government seems to have that every single digital transaction that occurs, communication or otherwise, needs to be logged and recorded by our internet service providers, when surely that's not going to be possible with people who seem to be more clued up and moving faster than those that want to make the laws around this internet thing. It's amazing. I've heard so many conversations online about how there needs to be a charter, a universal keep the internet free kind of charter, so that we can protect ourselves against some of these ridiculous laws that are just going to break the way it works if they're enforced fully and wholly. Some people say that it may break it. Others think that the internet will go on and just evolve and morph around any obstruction that's put up in front of it. So, I'm going to lay out my picnic blanket next to the solar panels and see who comes along today and what kind of conversations we can have in the presence of George Orwell. And of course, I'll be raising a drink and saying happy birthday.